Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. It's going to be hot out there today.
Almost 90.
Really? Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't need this 90 degree
crap.
I need
this noise.
Yeah. And humid. It's going to be humid.
It's very humid.
Oh, swampy. Some of us played tennis for like 3 hours before they came in today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And?
For 2 hours. But it was nice and cool out still.
How'd you do, Andrew?
Ran out of breath, had a heart attack.
Do you just travel with defibrillators?
Yeah, revived there.
Defibrillators.
They should have, you know how they have the narco pins? They should have one of those for hot dogs.
Yeah. like a pen of hot dogs?
Like, my God, man, those are bratwurst. You're like, what? Stick it right in his heart. Oh, I have a story about that, actually. You see this one? Yeah.
About a hot dog pen?
Yeah, kind of. It was $1 hot dog night at Citi Field. And some guy was wearing a white shirt and started making marks on his shirt for every hot dog he ate. So people started throwing them at him. They sold 44,269 hot dogs. And by his shirt, he had 9 hot dogs and drank 10 beers.
That's awesome.
So he did a 999.
Yeah.
There was also something notable about that night because it was in conjunction with the veteran that they honored on opening day. Mm-hmm. The Mets honored, you know, the veteran of the game. And his name is, and I promise.
He's like 90-something years old, right?
97 years old. Yeah. Seymour Wiener.
Wow.
And they honored him at opening day. And then on hot dog night, he was the guy like.
Is he in on the joke?
Yes. It's actually really sweet. He said he was bullied his whole life. Aww. And going viral after opening day was like one of the best things that's happened to him.
That's really sweet.
But his name is Seymour Wiener.
Who does that to a kid?
I know. Ron said it's better because his last name is singular versus plural.
Yeah.
He said that changes things.
It doesn't.
I'm with Andrew.
No, I don't think it does.
I'm with Andrew.
Because I thought his name was Seymour Wiener.
It might be worse.
I don't think all those grade school kids are going to make the differentiation.
They're like, it's singular and.
Yeah. Because now you're using Wiener in like the
royal
sense.
You're like, okay, I take back the taunt.
Right.
Like you're using Wiener almost as a concept.
Right.
As opposed to like,
look at that stack of Wieners. You're just using an app. You're using Wiener.
Where's your bell, Dave?
When you use Wiener in the abstract, it's like, you know what I mean?
No, you can stop digging.
Yeah, she didn't seem to.
Wiener in the abstract sounds like a sick album, though.
Who is she? What have you done with Amy?
I didn't do anything.
Oh my God, that is so Amy's move. Amy's like cutesy dirty thing.
What did
and then
I
you're
say?
Like, what's that? And you're like, what?
I don't get it.
Who, me?
What did I do?
Why am I in trouble?
She's like, why I never.
I said singular wiener.
Because I kept saying Seymour Wieners. And Ron just.
See how much worse it sounds?
No, and Ron, this is for real. And Ron says, no, it's Seymour Wiener. Seymour Wieners is worse.
I think they're about the same.
You at least, I mean, I'm sure he comes from a long line of proud wiener, but you have to change it to Wiener, right? I mean, Seymour is just. I mean, screwing.
For all we know, it's like, you know, a big family name, and it just gets passed around from generation to generation. But again, why would you do that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, depending on how long it was before your family came to the U.S., maybe that just doesn't have that connotation in your, you know, I don't, it could be.
Is anyone else thinking of other first names that he or his sisters could have had?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes, I figured I could count on you.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I can't say any of them, though.
What do you got, Andrew?
I probably shouldn't.
No. Yeah.
I actually had a different joke, but I can't make that one either. I got so many jokes I can't make.
God, I can't do it.
And by the way, I think about Anthony Wiener here because the name wasn't unfortunate until we found out what he was doing.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then it becomes a really unfortunate name for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like most people get past it, but when you do the combination and then you just say it out loud, you're like, wow, I just said Seymour Wiener.
should probably pivot.
Well, I mean,
yeah, probably good. This is my favorite headline all day yesterday. It's a picture of Maggie Haberman and Donald Trump. And the headline on the Huffington Post is, Maggie Haberman reveals why Donald Trump keeps closing his eyes in court. Like, oh, thank you, Maggie Haberman. I'm unfamiliar with sleep.
I'm guessing he's tie-tied.
Yeah, the article body is just he tired. That's it. He's sleepy.
Did she reach a different conclusion?
Reach any enlightenment?
No, I read the article, which you guys know I don't do. Just to see how bad it was.
Right.
And it was like, you know.
Was it the CNN interview? I watched her on CNN.
Yeah.
And Maggie Haberman's like, fine, you know, read a lot of her work in the New York Times. Here's the thing. Trump just, we all know how I feel about it, but I will say perhaps the most relatable thing he's done is close his eyes during court. Any kid that grew up going to church and, you know, you're sitting there and it's kind of droning on and your eyelids feel so heavy. I get that. That's
it's
like the
it's
only
the thing
relatable.
I'm least mad at him it's, about.
Yes, exactly. It's the thing I care less about. Yeah. Like that's the one human thing he's done is kind of fallen asleep during this hearing.
I had a thought. Last night, went to see my mom, and there's a vending machine there, and I was going to get her a little treat, so I got her some ho-hos. And I took a bite of one, and it's a ho-ho, right? I mean, friggin' ho-ho. And it made me wonder, what was the treat in 10,000 BC? What was the treat in, like, 200 AD? At what point did we discover sugar at all? At what point did we discover chocolate? Like, were people just going like, hey, blowboard, this water's rocking. Like, you know, you got to try this stream. It's amazing.
Do you know blowboard? Like, you always fall back on blowboard.
I have a cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. Blowboard wiener.
It had to have been an apple.
I think you're right, Ron.
Or just
probably
fruit.
An apple.
Yeah. Because in Little House on the Prairie, that's what they would get at Christmas. They would,
here
get,
she
a,
goes.
They would get an orange.
An orange
Christmas.
Would be their Christmas gift?
Yeah, that would be their Christmas treat.
That was,
yeah.
Ma and Pa sucked.
Yeah. Can we move to the city?
Can you imagine them walking into a Schnucks now?
You know? I know.
Like, oh my God, there's a whole pile of them. They'd be like, it's Christmas!
What would Laura Ingalls Wilder think of this?
I hear that
all the time. I mean, during the Great Depression, that if you got anything for Christmas, sometimes it was a piece of fruit.
Mm. Oh my God, that was my dad drove me crazy. He was funny, but he fancied himself funnier than he was in a different way. Like he was, everyone called him Wacky Jack, but he fancied himself a stand-up, and he grew up in the Depression, and he would say, when I was a kid, one year for Christmas, I got a football, and the next year, they blew it up for me, and oh my God, he had, oh, don't laugh. And
that's such a grandpa.
One year, I got a can of beans, next year, I got a can opener, one year, it never stopped, and it was always the same jokes, and I could feel it coming on. You'd be like, I'm 8. At a barbecue, and someone would say something tangentially about the Depression. I'm like, here we go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Here it comes.
Did he finish it with like a...
Oh.
Like a flourish?
He always had a flourish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Speaking of that, Amy, was it you the other day that said, I really want some porridge? Was that you? Somebody said to me recently that
was
they...
Was this a dreamy?
No,
head?
I what swear to God, somebody
about?
Said
How do
they
want...
I
do not remember who said, I really want some porridge?
Was this
I don't
of your kids
know.
That you pretend you don't have?
I honestly thought it was Amy, because it sounds like an Amy thing.
I don't eat porridge. What is porridge? Is it oatmeal?
Is it oats?
Where did you even find it?
I don't know.
I don't know. And then they explained that it was oats.
Yeah, I thought, well, oatmeal, but...
Chris is hanging out with Oliver Twist.
I mean,
the last person I knew eating porridge was John Hewlett.
Okay.
Yep.
And remember,
that
porridge?
Sounds like a him thing.
Oh, for sure.
So,
yeah.
But
porridge,
I mean,
and like borscht, do they call
borscht.
It?
Borscht. He had a lot of borscht.
Cold tomato soup or whatever that is.
You remembered who it was? Yeah. Who was it?
No, I can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
It's nobody you know.
Oh, I was hoping it was the person you do the impression of.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would have been epic.
Can I do that one?
No.
No, I can't do it.
No.
You can't do it.
You know what they did? 200 BC, they had ice cream in China.
What?
They had ice cream.
They had everything in China.
China
first.
Was killing it.
Alexander the Great used to have honey and nectar flavored snow and ice.
Yeah.
So they had like snow cones were a big deal
in
that.
I think China invented traditional candy too, because I think they had like some kind of, it's like the, they call it dragon's breath or something. It's like the string that you, it's like almost like taffy kind of. It's just basically plain sugar.
That's crazy.
But, you know, whatever gets the job done.
Hey, guess what I saw yesterday?
What'd you saw?
Cybertruck.
Yeah.
I saw again today.
Did you really?
I've seen like three in the last week.
That's
unless it's the same ones.
Do they look stupid in person?
Yes, I don't understand
I
it.
See one
you know what it looks like? It looks like a big DeLorean. He's like, you know what? I like that DeLorean from 40 years ago. Let's make a big one.
I will give them credit. It's the first vehicle. I grew up, I should have understood what a concept car was. I should have read the first word.
Yeah.
But I would get so angry. Like, where is this car that you're showing me? It's the first vehicle I've seen that looks truly futuristic. It looks dumb.
I think it's cool. I'm on an island. I'm the only one who likes the Cybertruck, but I think it's pretty neat, honestly.
Would you drive one?
Yeah, I would love to.
I'd rather drive a PT Cruiser.
That's insane to me.
Oh, I don't know. PT Cruisers are crazy. The worst.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I drove one for 2 weeks.
But yeah.
I don't know. There's also the one that looks like the Munsters car, the Dragster.
Oh.
Wait,
you know which one that is?
Is it an old car or a new car?
No, it's a new car. Made to look like an old car, okay. Which is the worst thing you can do.
Mm.
Rach, back to you in the Cybertruck.
I just think it looks cool. And everyone's telling me I'm dumb for thinking it's cool.
No one's telling you like you're dumb.
Dumb. It's just that we're saying that that's like, it's unexpected. I wouldn't have thought that you would think that it was cool.
Andrew hit it because here's the thing. If you show up to a DGS live event in that truck, everyone's going to be like, the Little House on the Prairie thing is a put on. It's not real.
You gotta like pick your lane.
Shows up in a vehicle.
I didn't say you were fake.
Those things are tanks, by the way.
I just think it's interesting.
Have you seen like some of the? There have been photos of like there was a car accident with one of them, and it has not a scratch on it. The other car's just crushed.
Ew.
Like they're like tanks, which I guess maybe I don't know. Is that the point?
You know, they look. It seems like a lot of his ideas lately are things that you would have thought up or designed when you were 12.
No,
and
it
then
does.
You and then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that truck.
Don't you think it's because my understanding, I could be wrong. I know he comes from money, so fine. But he only really started coming up with his own ideas after he was super, super rich.
Mm.
And so super rich guys can come up with dumb ideas and people are like, way to go.
Yeah, the concept of that truck is not a problem to me. Like what you're trying to do with it and all that. It just looks like a DeLorean. So we saw what that looked like 40 years ago. It's not a new look. It's
way bigger than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah, they're big. They are absolute monsters.
Like a Suburban.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, we covered some ground.
All right.
Yep, did it again.
Shout out to the Wieners. 123 DGS. I was thinking about this last night. So St. Louis is, if anything, it's neighborhoody. And if you grew up here... like we all but Wheels did, right? Everyone grew up here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you say South County, you know South County. You say North County, you get a picture of who lives there. Granite City, you know who lives there. West County, blah, blah, blah. Where do you guys think is the stickiest neighborhood? As in, people grow up there, they marry there, they stay there, they die there. I think it's South County. And I don't have any reason to think that other than just my gut. I feel like everyone grew up in North County, but then they all moved to West County. Like, people in South County, of course they move away, but it just seems, I know so many people who grew up in Oakville or Fenton or Festus or something, and they stayed there.
Yeah. South City, too, if that falls along that same line.
It does.
South
to me, it does.
South City is very, very rooted.
Yeah.
Well, where do West County people go?
See, I feel like that's where people just go.
Yeah, see, yeah.
Like, it was invented for
somebody
people.
Somebody had to grow up there.
Nobody grew up there because, like, again,
I
always say, like, when I used to go, oh, you grew up in Wildwood. I didn't, though. By the time it turned into Wildwood, I was older. It was unincorporated St. Louis County. We didn't have a grocery store. You don't have anything.
It was just practically Little House on the Prairie.
It was just out there. Like, I grew up going to the Baldwin Schnucks. So that's Baldwin. I grew up going to the Ellisville Walgreens. So we didn't have, there was no neighborhood to have. We always said everybody moved out there just to be away. And then all of this new Wildwood stuff, that's all new to me. I didn't grow up with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Starbucks first came to St. Louis, our closest Starbucks, we drove 22 minutes to Starbucks to go to the Clarkson and 40 Starbucks.
You know where it's really like that, though, is Eastside. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But probably more than South County. Like, when I moved over here, I could have been moving to Hell's Kitchen in New York. My mom and dad were just like, you got to be kidding me. You're going to cross that river and stay?
They're townies over there. Their townies really bad. My parents are still townies. I mean, I would probably be a townie if I didn't work over here.
I'm actually surprised at how many people I know still in Granite City. And I'll hear about somebody being there and I'll go, oh, gosh, really? I thought we all moved, but I guess not.
I'm one of them. I live within 10 minutes of the first house where I spent the first half of my life and then the second half of my childhood.
Which is more wooded?
The place I'm in now is far more wooded. But it's also all my teen years were spent in the house that I live, like, I don't know, 40 seconds away from.
There's something very comforting about that.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like it. It's cozy.
I think the most psychologically insulated is Kirkwood. I mean, everyone in Kirkwood's like, well, there's Kirkwood, and I don't even know. Do people leave Kirkwood? What happens if you walk outside of Kirkwood? Yeah, because we...
I like the Kirkwood impression.
Oh, my gosh.
We just lost all of our Kirkwood listeners.
I worked at the
They're
Fleet
coming
Feet.
For Amy, I can I tell you
at,
that.
I worked at the Fleet Feet in Chesterfield, right? Chesterfield. This woman comes in. We didn't have her shoe size. And I said, we will get it in a couple of days. And she said, okay, can you ship it to me? I live out of town. And I said, sure, where do you live? And she said... Kirkwood.
I love when Amy has a singular interaction and then says, well, that's how all those people are.
That's a good
That's my favorite.
That's a good
lady. The lady probably
favorite.
Did talk like that, too. She's like, listen, I live out of town.
Listen here, see?
You got to have an anecdote, but trust me, Kirkwood people know what I'm talking about.
Well, city people are kind of like that, too. Oh, like, speaking as a city dweller, if you try to get me to come out to the county for something, I'm like, probably not.
That's me.
And Rachel,
that
where does
absolutely
the community
me.
Start? Because my city friends, the ones I run with, they go, we don't go west of 170. They do not go west of 170.
I have a one river rule. I will not cross two rivers to go see anybody.
You only have to cross one to come to my house.
I know, but you know, if I'm over in Granite City for whatever reason,
that's a decent rule.
I'll not go into St. Charles. Forget it.
Only one river from where you live.
You know, so when I was growing up, we spent a lot of time in West County because my grandmother lived in Baldwin. So that was my entire life. She lived out there. So I was over here quite a bit. We were always either going to St. Louis to go to restaurants or going out there to her house. So it wasn't like this divide where the river was bad and I'm not crossing it.
We would go into North County, like Hazelwood, fairly often.
We did that a lot, too.
To the Heritage House, Smorgasbord, to White Castle.
You know? I remember that place.
That was a real... I would have my face pressed up against the window.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
I think the city versus suburb thing is everywhere. Like, it's that way in Chicago, Runge, where people that are in this thing, I'm not going all the way out to Palatine.
Also,
what are you talking about?
The traffic is horrible.
It is, but you have trains.
Yeah, nobody wants to.
Then they all go
that.
Straight to where
but
you're going.
St. Louis has city county. St. Louis also has the dividing line of 270. If you live in the county and you're east of 270, you are not going west of 270.
134 DGS. Coming up, we have Ricky Horton. Chad Pleven's going to check in. Our buddy Bo Matthews is going to be here live and in person at 4. Rach, would you like to hear a story that happened today that highlights my devotion to and fear of you?
Sure, yes.
So I didn't sleep well last night, and I went downstairs to Catalyst to get a coffee. Rach was working on her show, and I decided to be a nice guy and get her iced matcha. And so I'm coming back, and I'm walking down Olive from, like, KFC, and a truck ran over an empty but sealed water bottle.
Oh.
And I had no idea how loud that can be.
Oh.
And I was convinced it was a gunshot.
Oh, wow.
One, because I'm no weekend warrior, but I've shot a few thousand rounds inside and out. You know, I've owned a couple guns. So I know what a gunshot sounds like. And that sounded like a gunshot. And I wanted to just duck and cover, but I couldn't drop the matcha. And I swear to God, that's true. I, one, really thought it was a gunshot. And two, would not drop the matcha. I was going. Me
dedication.
And the matcha were going down together.
Well, Dave, next time, feel free to drop the matcha. I really appreciate it, though. It was delicious.
Next time, I hope it's a water bottle again, because, man, that is a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're down here, like, the other night, and not, like, 3 in the morning, like, 10 p.m. or something, someone was shot and killed at Olive and 15th.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's right here. Yeah.
Like,
two
right
blocks.
Here. Yeah, we drive by it every single day, walk by it every single day.
Yep.
That it freaks me out. It doesn't mean it's going to happen again tomorrow, but it's just most people don't work in a place where there was a murder within a block.
Well, and then there was the one down Tucker, two blocks away? The one where that was caught on camera?
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
You've got the murderer shell, which is right across the street from that.
Which is closing down.
I know, but right. And it's earned its name. I mean, like, in this general, like, what would you call it? Like a 3 or 4 block radius. We're not far off. What are we, like, 3, 4 blocks, 5 blocks from where that guy drove the, and killed those two women after the concert.
Yes. Within about six blocks of here, I can think off the top of my head of about six murders in the past year.
Remember, Andrew, the Enterprise Center, like 3 hours before the Blues game. So this was in the middle of the day between the Enterprise Center and Busch Stadium, right there, Clark, 14th and Clark. Someone got murdered. I thought, oh, I drove by there half an hour earlier. And then also when we leave, you know, I think I left here at 2 one time, and there was crime scene tape because those bullets went through the sheriff's office right here on the corner. It's just in the middle of the day.
To highlight how weird I am, can I tell you one of the reasons I didn't sleep last night? Mm-hmm. You know how you get earworms? You'll get a song stuck in your head?
Yeah.
I just get thoughts stuck in my head. And right before I went to bed, I saw a commercial. And I'm not sure if anyone's seen this commercial. I don't even know what it was for. I think maybe it was for the dental thing. But it was a vampire, classic vampire, blah, blah, blah. And he was showing that he had a partial denture. So he only had one fang, and then he put the denture in, and he had his fang and the rest of his teeth. And then he goes, and he turns into a bat, and he flies away. And I'm like, what happened to the denture? Because I get it, if you're a vampire and you can do magic and you can turn yourself, but that's a denture that a dentist made. Did it become a tiny bat denture in your tiny bat mouth? Or... you see what I'm saying?
Would have killed him if it stayed the same size.
Yeah. It would have blown his bat head off. It doesn't matter because it's a stupid commercial. And it certainly doesn't not enough to keep you up at night, but I couldn't get it out of my head.
What? Well, it's the same rule as the clothing, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, by that logic, if he transformed into a bat, shouldn't the clothes just kind of slough off?
Real question. If the rapture came, would your dentures fall out?
That's what the Left Behind book said.
Did it?
Yeah, like your fillings and stuff.
Wait, no, you are not. You are not being
serious. Hey, yeah, anything that's not like a part of your person.
If it's Little House on the Prairie or the Rapture.
It's going to be in a little pile on your chair.
Then at that point, I kind of want to
be rich.
See? Like, oh my gosh. That person had so many cavities.
You'll be buying Papa John's with gold teeth.
Yeah, I'll be like, look what I found. I got precious metals.
Hey, how much for a sausage pie? The two teeth of a Christian? Oh, okay.
One of the good ones.
Oh my gosh.
It is kind of a little silly, though, like the whole Left Behind thing where it's like, and they leave your clothes. Like, why wouldn't you just have your clothes? I don't understand.
It would be more fun if everybody kept their clothes, because then you could see all the different eras of fashion.
Right.
That would be kind of fun.
There's George Washington.
You got togas.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm glad I made the rapture.
He still got his wig on. You've got a pair of wooden teeth.
Wooden teeth and powdering your wig.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we've lived in very, very, we've all lived such different lives.
Yeah.
So what we would consider heaven, someone from like, you know, 3000 BC would be like, what the hell is this?
Why did nobody ever explain to us the powdered wig? They just said, well, that's just what they did. Why not? What's the purpose of it?
I think it was stinky hair. I thought it was stinky hair? Oily hair.
Oh, I also thought it was a sign of like wisdom. You look like you're older and experienced. Is it?
I thought that's why they wore
the white wigs, right?
I don't know.
I thought some of the wigs and the powder was because, you know, everybody stunk back then, which is why all the ladies have their handkerchiefs. And that's also in England, in the Victorian era, the air was so polluted and it smelled so bad. You know how like they all had snuff? I think that's what it's called, like tobacco right in your nose. It was because everything smelled so bad.
Well, scented flower is what this says.
It was a pretty bad era, like the Dutch masters. Who did the girl with the pearl earring? Was that Vermeer? I forget.
Yes.
But there's a movie with ScarJo in it, and the way they lived, oh my Lord. Mm. Like, it was literally, they had a river in Dutchland, and if you were rich, you lived at the head of it, and you threw all of your human waste and trash into it. And by the time you get down into the poor people, just like, did you burp?
They did, dude.
Oh, no.
I can hear it through headphones.
I think he could feel it.
He's upset.
It was. I'm not going to lie. I stifled a really large one. Something.
If you finish that milk in front of Rachel, she will throw up.
No, I won't. It's like a coffee
situation. Coffee with cream in it.
You don't like milk?
Okay, I'll give you $100 to finish it. He just burped on it.
I'm not doing that.
I wasn't that close.
I just had to wait because I was afraid. I think this We're done. It's over.
Amy doesn't hate the burp. She hates the sound of it working its way up.
Yeah.
If you were just
that's
burping,
all that was. That one. That was. That,
that's no, what yeah, I heard. Yeah. I heard it through my headphones.
Your you just legs felt it in your moved chest.
No.
It's like infrasound.
I think my legs moved.
Yeah. It's you can feel the vibrations in your
this
chest.
This is so gross.
It's
I
like
apologize
being at a rock concert.
This is beneath KMOX, but no, so is the DJs.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's the smell.
No, stop.
I have to. You have to meet it on your own terms. Like when he belches, you have to go for it. You can't let it come to you.
It's like taking a punch. You got to lean
yes,
in.
Yes, you got. Yeah, you, gotta, yeah, you have to decide where the punch is going to hit you.
Actually, that's a great analogy.
Yeah,
you lean into it, and then it's gone. It's over.
You don't get to say that.
No way of avoiding this,
right, Andrew? Because nobody else around me ever does anything.
Just take it.
Well.
You have burped more in the past
year. Andrew, do you want me to start telling tales of the office?
Yes. Are you referring to the one time I farted in the office?
The one time. The
Are you
one
referring
time
to the singular time I did that like 2 weeks ago? As opposed to you being in the studio editing audio next to me and I'm begging you, on my knees begging you to stop burping at me. And you say, nothing I can do.
Wait,
can't help it.
Were we in the room?
Is what it is.
Were we in the room, Andrew? Or
no,
was it just you and Wheeler?
No, it was just me and Wheeler.
Let me be the voice of reason.
He won't do that around
somewhere
anybody else.
Somewhere between Andrew constantly farting and farting once is where the truth lies.
One single time.
I can't imagine you were shocked by it, like, oh my.
One single time. And I said, oh, sorry, Kevin. And he was like, I don't care.
I have to be honest.
I don't.
We
I
spend,
don't care.
Amy and I spend an hour with him in the office every day before our show. Mm-hmm. And if you've done it in there,
I
don't know about it.
I wouldn't do that.
So you're holding them for Kevin?
One time a month ago.
Sure.
Did you?
I farted and he's like,
what about?
I don't care.
What about right before that? You're like, oh, don't go into the studio right now.
You two are like SpongeBob and Patrick.
No, yes, no, they are.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Were you like trying to work?
I want
to
be SpongeBob.
Sorry, I farted.
I don't care.
It's totally fine. It's natural.
Remember when Wheels had the fart machine and he came in and set it off, and I thought it was real, and I was like, all right, I'm quitting the show. If they're farting in front of me now and laughing about it, there's no going back.
That's a good machine, too.
What was he going to throw at you that you said you'd report him to HR?
Like one of those popper things
oh, yeah,
from 4th and
10th. Oh, I wasn't going to throw it at you.
He hit me in the face with one of them.
I did throw it at Andrew.
You threw it at everybody.
I didn't mean to hit him, but I was throwing it in that direction.
You didn't mean to hit me in the face. You hit me in the face, and then Rachel goes, if you hit me with that,
right,
if you throw one of those at me, I'm going to HR.
Which right would have been a bigger threat if HR weren't Steve Moore.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Steve would just be like, relax.
Hey,
Steve Moore's the one throwing the snap pops at us.
Oh my gosh.
Wheeler is a kid. He's like a kid at Bible camp that rates, what is it? You always say that had too much.
Drink too much Dr.
Too
Pepper.
Too much Dr. Pepper.
It's Mountain Dew. I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Diet Mountain Dew.
No, I don't eat Doritos that often.
Okay.
Based on your burp, I would push back on that.
Oh, no, that one right there. That was, what was that one? That's
all the
Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Speaking of smells, there
that was
nothing.
The giant banana you ate.
Nothing smells worse than another. Oh, what? What?
He comes in, he sits down next to me. I'm like, how you doing? Wheels? He goes, got another giant banana. And I was like, all right, man.
Because Dave commented I on it.
Yeah, Dave commented on it yesterday. It's a Costco vouch banana. It's big.
I didn't know you commented. I didn't know you said something about it.
You were in the room.
How
that's
do you
why
not comment?
Yeah. Well, Andrew was in the room. I thought he heard you, which is why I brought the callback joke. I'm like,
okay,
another big banana.
He's like, check out this huge banana.
And Andrew's like, why are you talking to me about the banana?
I was like, yeah, dog.
And then
go
he
for
ate it in front of us on a break.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah. You think?
Well, I didn't bring it in to not eat it.
You don't know what a relief that was.
What are you going to do with that
sure
banana?
She'd eat those bananas.
I'm going to eat it? Thank God.
Are you just going to look at that huge banana?
I just thought of four things to say, and I can't say any of them.
Okay, this is going to be fun for some of us and not so much fun for the rest. But yesterday, Ranj and Wheeler got into a discussion debate about if you could field a basketball team of five of the same player, who would it be?
Oh, I think it was with Skip.
Oh, that's right. It was with Skip
Weber. So, Ron, I'd be interested.
I thought it was time travel.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go five Larry Birds? Do you go five Wilt Chamberlains?
Right. So all five guys are the same player. So is it Jordan's? Is it LeBron's? Is it Magic? Because Skip made an interesting point about Magic because of the height, the passing ability, the fact that he played defense against point guards and centers. It's between Jordan and LeBron because of their overall versatility.
Yeah, that's it. They can do everything.
Yeah, I mean, I probably lean Jordan because Jordan was a better shooter than LeBron.
Would Wemby be in the conversation?
Yeah, he can be. It's too early, but he can be. What about? Yeah, right.
What athlete would be the most dominant in their sport? Would it be Gretzky if you had a whole team of Gretzkys?
Pelés. You know what? No, because if you had a whole team of Gretzkys in his prime, they get physically outmatched by a lot of their opponents. They get pushed around. Probably. I mean, like skill wise, nobody's close. I mean, you look at the numbers; nobody's close. Nobody that came before him, nobody that came after him, nobody in his time was even close.
Well, maybe the physicality wouldn't have mattered as much.
It might not, but it's, you know, at some point you're in a closed environment. You're getting up around the net. You got to play defense too. You know, I mean, like you got to play both sides of the ice on it, which is why in the basketball thing, you're thinking guys like LeBron and Jordan who could defense
was
a lot of different players. You could put those guys on a 7-footer and they have a chance because of their reach, because of their jumping ability, their quickness. Mm-hmm. In baseball, yeah, you'd want a team of Ohtanis. Yeah, like that's your team. I'd put Ohtani at shortstop for sure. No problem. He's fine.
He is a big dude,
He'll
though.
Figure it out. Hey, he's no bigger than Cal Ripken was.
You sure?
Yeah. Ripken was 6'4", something like that, 6'5". Yeah. Yeah. And he's fast.
I told you some of us would enjoy it and some wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew and Rachel playing jacks.
The
or
real
something.
Interesting, one of the, I think an interesting question though, like if you put it to a sport like football where the skill sets are not at all the same.
Yeah, that's true.
You couldn't
well,
do it.
Well, for football, you'd want something like a team of tight ends.
Well, wouldn't
ends,
it be
right?
a team? Oh, wouldn't it be a team of Cam Newtons? 6'5", 260-pound quarterbacks who can run, throw, block. I mean, like, right? Wouldn't it be like that?
But do you think that a team of Cam Newtons would win or get crushed?
Against?
A normal NFL team.
Oh, get crushed.
They get crushed because that's why you have the specialization, right?
But
that's
I thought we were talking about playing that against a group
apples
of another group of the same guy.
Right.
Hmm. Okay, now who wins in a fight, a bear or a gorilla?
Gorilla. No, gorilla. A bear, actually. No, yeah, the experts say a bear.
The experts because
of the claws
say.
And they the do. Teeth?
No. Seriously. Animal and wildlife, because this is a thing that like was going. You guys missed this trend on TikTok.
Nothing
I guess it's
authority.
Only my TikTok.
Just a stream of.
But there were bros arguing about it.
Listen,
it's not my knowledge. Just passing along.
All fact. Everything I'm saying is
that
fact.
Zoologists.
He is doing us a favor right now.
Yeah,
he's a conduit
saying,
of God. Let him speak.
The conduit
Even
of
Moses
the zoologists.
Is like, listen, you can have a little bit more question and doubt.
Hey, some things I have doubts about. Not this.
What's one of them?
Good question. Basically, I don't know.
So glad I brought this up.
When I told him the Sweet 16 yesterday, I was like, so it's tearjerker songs. And he's like, okay. And I was like, okay, but like, theoretically.
I don't answer like,
Google
with
some.
My name with the same amount of confidence
wait,
as Taylor no. talks about
Can you
anything?
Think of a single sad-ish song that you like?
I had to find, I found some. Pearl Jam has a couple. Soundgarden has one.
Sad ones?
Is it called like, I hate the world and it makes me sad?
They're depressing. They're songs
yes,
about suicide
exactly.
and depression and things like that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. With the Soundgarden one.
They're not moping, but yeah, they're sad.
Okay, time to stop.
Make a big deal out of it.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.